When Jesus sends his disciples out as missionaries, he warns them of persecution and hardships they will face. He also promises to reward any who aid his followers and support their ministry. The Holy Gospel today is from the 10th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 40th verse. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cold cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is the gospel of our Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago now, I traveled with a mission group to the Philippines. There were five of us in our early 20s. And can I just tell you, I have kids in their early 20s now, and I cannot believe my mother let me go to the Philippines. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, there were five of us in our early 20s. And we traveled the country putting on programs with music and puppets and testimony and so much more. Most of our time was spent in really remote villages. I mean, people had houses without electricity. Sometimes they were just huts. So much of our time then was spent with these folks that had very, very little. Yet, it was not unusual for us to arrive in a village or at a host home and have a whole spread of food waiting for us on a table. Vegetables and meat, rice and fresh fruit and more. More than the five of us could ever eat. And our host would invite us to eat first and by ourselves. It was an incredible amount of generosity and welcome that was shown to us. We had to be careful to eat, but not to eat too much, because we had learned in our cultural training prior to arriving in the country that oftentimes this table full of food was all that this family had for a week or more. So they had literally just put everything they had on a table for us. And that after we finished eating, they would eat as well. But we were also told to make sure that we did eat, because they were incredibly honored to be able to welcome and feed us. It was a humbling act of welcome. I mean, it was an incredible act of hospitality. Hospitality. What do you think of when you hear that word? Many of us probably might define it differently, right? Some of us might think of welcome. Some of us might think of the hospitality industry in our world. Some of us might think of food or maybe that person that whenever you're at their house, they're always ready to give you coffee and a cookie or even lunch. A pastor colleague of mine posed this question this week on Facebook. He said, "What do you think of when you think about hospitality?" And here are some of the answers. Making room for all to be welcome, validated, heard, and respected. Midwest moms trying to feed you half their pantry. Opening your home to people feeding and housing them. Room at the table, always having enough. Making one feel welcome in your home. Inviting, even if you know they won't come. And I like this one, taking into account how a visitor wants to be welcomed, not just sticking with how I want to welcome them. So again, what does hospitality mean to you? And do you think there's a difference between just hospitality and Christian hospitality? In our gospel reading today, Jesus concludes his mission instructions to his disciples. For the past few weeks, we've heard sections of these instructions. You see, Jesus has been getting his disciples ready to go out and minister. He's taught his disciples things like how to conduct a mission, how to deal with people who welcome him, how to deal with people who reject them. He's told them about this knowledge that there will be rejection and suffering. They understood that God is caring for them as they share their message and more. And now today, in our very brief gospel lesson, Jesus concludes his instructions by circling back to this idea of how people are received, how someone is welcomed. Jesus begins by saying, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." And then he concludes this very short passage by saying, "And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of the disciples, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Jesus is reminding his disciples again that yes, some people will welcome them and some will not. Some will welcome them in his name. Some will welcome them in a prophet's name or the name of a righteous person in order to benefit from that. And some will welcome them by meeting their basic needs. But what about us? What does this passage have to say to us? For those of us here in this passage today, it's also a call for us to compassionate welcome. I mean, we can also be reminded that, you know, as Christians, we might not always, our message and what we're doing might not always be welcome. But on the flip side, it's a call for us to extend this Christian welcome, this compassionate welcome. It's a call to be the ones who welcome, to be the ones who give the cold cup of water, the ones who make space for the outsider. This is what we're called to do as Christians, this compassionate welcome. But sometimes, I don't know about you, but I know about I do, but sometimes we get in our own way, don't we? Pride and ego and self-doubt and more keep us from connecting with people. And sometimes we want to welcome and connect with people because we receive a reward of some sort. In verse 39, the verse prior to our reading this morning, Jesus says, "Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." We need to lose our life, so to speak. We need to get out of our own way. It's the key to loving God and welcoming others. Compassionate welcome and hospitality means that we approach each other through God, that God is in our welcome, that God is in the midst of the simple acts of kindness we perform in genuine welcome of one another. You see, it's as simple as looking around and seeing who's in need and then doing something about it. It's as simple as looking around and seeing who is on the outside looking in, who is standing over to the side and no one's talking to them, who is being left out, and then welcoming them in. Because you see, when we welcome the stranger, when we welcome each other, we welcome Christ. Years ago, someone reminded me that, and I always like to remind myself of this, that you will never look into the eyes of someone who Jesus does not love. So as we strive to extend a compassionate welcome to those outside these walls, to those in our community and in our lives, our faith encourages us to trust that God is leading us, that God is opening our eyes to the needs around us, that God is empowering each and every one of us to share his love and kindness and welcome with people without trying to fix them or change them or overthink it, really, and that true compassionate welcome is done without reward. Now, I know it's not always easy to extend the compassionate welcome and hospitality that Jesus calls us to extend. We like to welcome those who look like us, act like us, think like us, because it's fun, right? We get to know more people that are like us. But welcoming those who are different can be hard. Sometimes we think too much about what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to say, maybe how we're supposed to fix the person, so to speak, when all we're called to do is welcome, to extend that cold cup of water. I was talking to a friend this week over coffee about our Stephen Ministry program, and she was sharing with me how there are times in ministry, and I think this too, when you wonder if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to minister to other people. She talked about how sometimes it might not seem like much when we just sit with someone. Or it might not seem like we're doing ministry when we're sitting with someone and looking through family photo albums. But maybe that's what that person needed at that moment. The image my friend used was to say that when someone is standing in the hot sun, they know they're in the hot sun. They don't need to hear that they shouldn't be in the hot sun. They shouldn't hear why that. They need a cold cup of water. And sometimes they don't want to even remember that they're in the hot sun. And that's what we're called to do, to give that cup of cold water, even to one of those little ones, as Jesus puts it. So maybe you have a story or two when someone surprisingly welcomed you, or when you were faced with an amazing act of hospitality. Those are great memories, and those are memories that can drive us in our ministry. Those experiences are a gift, and we in turn can step out in faith and do the same. Jesus calls us to share his welcome with others in his name, that no one should be excluded. When we share the love and welcome and hospitality of Jesus Christ in our world, we are changing the world. We're living into a new reality where the kingdom of God is present here and now. We are making small changes in our world and bringing Christ to those who desperately need it. Amen.